The Winston Peters Roadshow arrived in Washington overnight, where he met with Secretary of State Anthony Blinken.
New Zealand and the United States are the closest of partners. The work that we're doing together with New Zealand is not simply bilateral, not simply regional, it's increasingly global. There's nothing better than having strong partners like New Zealand. I couldn't be more grateful for that.
So they're good words. Peters has announced $16.4 million, by the way, in funding for digital connectivity in oceans and fisheries research in the Pacific. John Battersby at the Massey University Centre for Defence and Security Studies is with us. John, very good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
So they're warm, glowing words, which is what you always want from a power broker like him. But I'm assuming we need to talk about August, and we need to talk about a couple of wars in the world. And these are difficult days internationally, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. And I think we need to consider the implications for us. If we're going to be spending, or we're going to be getting more influence from the US in our patch, well, there's going to be an obligation on us to do more as well. So our spending in the Pacific, I think, is going to have to go up if we are going to engage with AUKUS. And it's a big if at the moment. I don't know what second pillar actually means. I don't know if anybody else does. But what are we going to give to that if we're going to get it? It's a tech sharing agreement. So we've got to look at what we're going to give. And I think probably the other thing is we've got to wake up to the world's now a different place than it was 30 years ago. We are now in a much more uncertain South Pacific, regional Pacific. Things are changing, and we need to, you know, when AUKUS was first announced, I think we got a fright. We didn't know anything about it. So I think we need to make sure we're aware of what's going on. I think this is all part of it.
See, the problem with AUKUS now is you've got America to the right as you look at the map. You've got Australia to the left. You've got Japan potentially, of course, as of yesterday, up on top of us. We're getting squeezed here. We've got to join, don't we?
Do we? I think we've got to work out whether it's in our benefit to do it. I disagree with this rhetoric about our foreign policy going west. It's not. We are making decisions that benefit us. So if AUKUS is of genuine benefit to us, that we can contribute actively to it and we can get stuff that we really need, it is a tech sharing agreement at the moment. It's not a military alliance, really. So I think we can sit and watch for a while and make a careful decision about whether we join or not.
Here's the problem, because of course we walk a fine line with China and all of that sort of thing, but I don't know if you saw those papers. I think the Tongans wrote it, and it was backed in the days when they were the Solomons were signing those security agreements with the Chinese, and the wording in those documents were fascinating in the sense they don't trust us, they don't even necessarily like us. And yet Winston Peters would argue, give them money, give them support, show them we're family. So if you're talking about the Pacific, you got the Chinese coming in and they're winning, you got the Americans getting concerned, where the hell do we fit in the middle of all of this?
Yeah, and that's our big dilemma, right? Our foreign policy is always based around trade. We've got a kind of living, it's declining at the moment, I suppose, a little bit. But we have a democratic country. We have a standard of living that we're used to. We need to be able to pay for that, and trade does that. So that's got to stay front and centre. So do the Australians. So do the Americans. So does everybody trade with China, right? So that's sort of sitting here as a constant. In terms of how we navigate this new environment now needs to be another set of decisions about exactly how we manage in this place where Pacific Island countries have now got a lot more leverage because they've got two big customers coming in. They can potentially play one off on the other. We can go back to the Cold War and we see how that happened. There's a lot more change going on, and we're going to have to be a lot more mature about how we approach that. The one thing we don't want is we don't want a contest in our front patch between China and the US.
Correct. Good on you, John. Appreciate it very much. John Battersby, who is the Massey University Centre for Defence and Security Studies.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.